Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, Nevin. Happy February.
Hey, happy February. The romantic month.
Yes, the romantic month, and we've got recipes to match, don't we?
Yeah, we've got a lovely couple of recipes that are very achievable, very doable, and I think romantic, when there's a bit of chocolate thrown in the mix and Absolutely. Some nice wine that you picked, you know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
I don't know if I can take credit for all the wines, but there were some unexpected twists there that I was really kind of pleasantly surprised by when it came to the wine pairings for these recipes, so looking forward to chatting about that. And I guess, what are things like at McMeehan House around Valentine's? Like, do you get a lot of couples? Are you very, very busy?
Yeah, it's great because it's on a Tuesday night, which is good. And we're open on a Tuesday night, so we'll be full. So, you know, it's mainly twos, I'm not going to lie. And then you'll get the weekend before, maybe the weekend after, because midweek mightn't suit most people. But we do get a lot of fours. So there are friends growing up. Yeah, they're
like double date.
Double date, exactly. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, so we'll do a 9-course taster menu. It'll be the same menu we do every night, and just hopefully people will be staying. So I'd say we'll do 60 odd people. It'll be great. Yeah. So we'll.
Wow. How much preparation goes into a 9-course tasting menu?
Well, so you'd have one chef does meat, one does fish, three on garnish, two on pastry, one on bread, one on canapés, one on veg. So between any, it could be maybe 10, 11 chefs, and myself and Karen Sher were the three chefs in the kitchen who we dress the plates. So this year, I'm going to make a promise to bring you up and show you the McLean experience, because you deserve it.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to finally eat the food that I've been hearing about so much for so many years. And hopefully as well, we can do another thing like we did last year with the cookery competition. I know everybody absolutely loved your cookery course competition that we did last year with Irish Country Living. And Amy McKeever sings the praises of it all the time. She had a great day. I think she learned a lot.
Did she? I mean, she's natural, and she's into food, and you know, with the cookery school, you want to make it nice and simple and relaxed, and just give people confidence, but make it fun. That's the key. Yeah. I mean, like, we cook professionally, you know all about it. You're a trained chef, but you know, for me, it's about just cooking some simple recipes that they can make at home. That's
the key. Absolutely. I think if you talk to most chefs about what they cook at home, it's all very, very simple food. I mean, you bring out the big guns, I suppose, when you're in the restaurant and restaurant kitchens and showing off technique and different things like that, and local produce provenance.
Yes.
But when you're home, yes, you have the provenance, probably you have your favorite kind of local producers that you use, but it's very simple food, isn't it? And just very quick and easy and comforting, the recipes we're seeing this week as well.
Yeah, so we're going to start off with a soup that I make regularly at home. It's a Mediterranean kind of pasta soup. So it's like a minestrone. We're using a pasta called orzo. So you have celery, you have a little bit of onion, garlic. That's the base. I like to put carrot into it too. You let that soften off with a little bit of olive oil. And then if you get a really nice jar of passata or some of the San Marzano chopped tomatoes, or simply better, do a really lovely clean. When I say clean tomato sauce, there's no added sugar in it. So it's the San Marzano tomatoes, which are gorgeous. So put that in with some vegetable or chicken stock. I use vegetable stock, and you actually cook the pasta in the soup. So it's a soup that you can make and can keep for 3 to 4 days. It's comforting, it's warm, it's still February, and it's really, really, really delicious. So it is. And that orzo pasta is one of my favorites. It's absolutely delicious.
I love orzo. Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. Some people will say it's too much like rice, but I find like it's just perfect for certain things. Like you said, in the soup, it just takes on the soup. It doesn't get too mushy. Like it kind of holds its shape even after a day or two. Holds its shape. Still really, you can tell it's the pasta. It doesn't turn into mush. And
yeah, and I mean, I think, Janine, it's a great one for your kids. I mean, like, I know we're thinking of dinner parties, whatever like that, but this is a soup that all the family will enjoy because it's healthy, it's quick. And I mean, like, I'm using vegetable stock in the recipe, but you can just use, you know, some chicken stock, but vegetable stock is what I use. So it's quite a healthy soup and really, really tasty. The key is the really good tomatoes, and whether that's the cherry tomatoes or the San Marzano tomatoes, which are reckoned to be the best.
Yeah, it brings out a lot of natural sweetness and it just kind of balances all those lovely flavors. You have a lot going on in there, but they come together really, really nicely.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long to cook. I mean, like I'd say start to finish, it's done in about 20, 25 minutes. And it's actually a soup that if you make it the day ahead, it's nicer the next day, in my opinion. I just think it eats really well and it's so tasty.
Well, that leads us to the next course, because I think all three courses are things that you could really make in bulk and either freeze or they'll keep for a few days in airtight containers or whatever. And they're even better almost after a day or two. And the brisket, I mean, I was blown away by this brisket. I tried it last week and it was delicious.
Yeah, it's a great cut. It's one of these kind of low and slow cuts, which is good value, full of flavor, but you can pan fry it and eat it straight away. You need to cook it, cover it in stock, so you seal it off. Now this one, we got red onions. We got a little bit of honey, soya for sweetness. So it's kind of like an Asian twist into this, and balsamic vinegar. I love balsamic vinegar in this. Cover it with some beef stock, so you seal off your beef. If any of your the viewers or listeners or whatever have got a slow cooker, it's ideal for this. It really is. Or even like a casserole pot, and you don't need a slow cooker, by the way, for this. But the key is sealing off this beef. We have the best beef in the world in Ireland, and I just think it's the grass and whatever. I just think it's so much flavorsome. And these are all cuts that people now are getting a lot more used and interested in, and you know, they just give so much flavor and it's delicious. And so you're cooking it in the stock, you're braising it, and then what you're doing is you're going to thicken that stock up. Like this can take up to 3 to 4 hours, but you can eat this with a spoon, and the stickiness comes from the honey and the balsamic, and if you reduce that, it's so good. It really is so good. Like I would prefer this to a fillet steak, to be honest with you.
Oh, and like you said, it's even better the next day, because all of that sauce kind of just gets right into the shredded meat, because you shred this after you slow cook it. And like you said, it's just like, it just melts in your mouth. And the flavors are so intense by the cooking. It's not just, I suppose, the beef cooking in the broth, in the stock, but it's the fact that the stock reduces while it's cooking as well. And all of those flavors just blend and intensify, and it's just delicious.
Yeah, you're keeping all the flavors in the pot, whether that's your casserole pot or your slow cooker. And it's just that there's a lovely marble, a little marble in the fat in that. So that keeps it really moist. Don't be afraid of fat, guys. Do not. It just renders out. It cooks out. It keeps your meat really, really moist. And like your butcher will do this. Like this is a great cut to kind of par cook and then finish on the barbecue, be the brisket. It's so good. It really is lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
you can slice it instead of shredding it nearly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then if there's just a big bowl of buttery mash, it works really well, or rice, or even, you know, I think something like that to mop up those juices, a bit of crusty bread. It's so good. So it really is delicious.
We did all three of those things, I think, last week, because it's 12 portions. It's a hefty serving size. So you can actually freeze any leftover portions, come home, you're like, oh, what's for dinner? And then remember that you have all these leftover lovely shredded bits of brisket.
Absolutely. Waste not, want not. And you do a nice little kind of toasted sandwich, or you can do a nice little in burger bats with brioche with a little bit of hoisin sauce, a bit of salad. You know, it's so good. So, and you made a good point, cooking it, batch cooking it, and then freezing it, which works perfectly. So it does be so tasty.
That's great. Yeah, good tips there. And then for dessert, we've done brownies before, but this has a different twist. We're swirling some really delicious caramel into the tops of these brownies, and they are so moist and chocolatey.
They really are. And I mean, people love chocolate any time of the year, but particularly the whole Valentine's theme. Normally we talk about cooking a steak, but chocolate definitely. So that's why I thought, okay, we'll do a low and slow that you can make it ahead if you're going to have a little group of friends or whatever. You're cooking it for two people, whatever. So this one has your regular dark chocolate. We're using about 55% cocoa solids, which is a really nice one, to 70%. So it's a nice kind of semi-sweet. There's a great chocolate here in Cavan, Anya's chocolate. She's excellent. Three eggs. You whisk that up with the sugar, a little bit of extract. plain flour, or you can use some self-raising flour in this, which will make it even lighter. That's sometimes what we do in the restaurant and in the cookery school. And then you melt the chocolate and the butter. But what I like to do is keep back some of the little chocolate buttons so that you put them in when you've made your batter with your eggs, your sugar, saving your flour, your cocoa powder. And then what you do, Janine, is you literally put in the little chocolate buttons. Now, sometimes I put in toasted pecan nuts or walnuts or hazelnuts. Work really well, or pistachio, but I didn't put any nuts into this. But what I did, a jar of caramel sauce, and it's a really lovely Irish company called Watts for Pudding. So they're the most delicious, they're based in Kilmessan. So they do a small little tub for Simply Better of the most delicious sea salt toffee. So get a tub of that, drizzle that into your raw chocolate mixture, and then bake that off in the oven. The oven is at 180, so it'll take about 25 to 30 minutes, depending on the thickness, and then just enjoy that. And you made a lovely comment that it's gooey. Served with ice cream. Oh my god, it's so good.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Get that. There's actually there's a new ice cream in the Simply Better range, and I tried these brownies and I got some of their, what was it, their praline. It's like a caramel and praline ice cream they're doing. So I just put a little bit on top while the brownie was still warm. It started melting into each other. The gooey brownie with the cold ice cream. Best combination, I think.
Oh, I love your style, because that's Morelli's and they're based in Northern Ireland and they use only double cream. It's a really clean ice cream. It's a delicious ice cream. Their vanilla ice cream is sensational. To do a caramelized hazelnut ice cream, which is to die for. And that is just so good. It's recently launched before Christmas. And well, I'm doing the recording with you at home. I always have some in the freezer here at home.
I still do as well. I'm looking forward to that tonight for a Friday night treat. So it's delicious. Yeah. And so I guess with the wines, I am not a sommelier, and I'm the first person to tell people that, like, yeah, I'm a chef. I love wine. I love drinking wine. I'm not a sommelier, and I don't like coming off, I suppose, as an expert where I'm not an expert in certain things, but I do love wine and I appreciate it. And you know what? I love wine that is, that has a bit of a story to it. And I know a lot of our retailers have an amazing selection of really good value wines out there. And, you know, you could go into any Lidl, Aldi, Super Value and find a really nice bottle for a reasonable price. But what I love to do, especially for these kind of special occasion dinners, is go to an independent wine merchant. And just really, they love nothing more than to sit down with you as a client, as a customer, whoever, walking through the door, and have a chat about wine. They're going to ask you what you like, what you kind of lean towards normally, what you're having for dinner. They can help you do all of these different pairings. So what I did was, there's this really great little wine shop in Abbey Leaks, which, you know, I live in the middle of nowhere, Nevin. Like, I don't have access to a whole lot of specialty ingredients, or specialty wine shops, but within a 40 kind of kilometer radius of my farm, there are three independent wine shops, one in Kilkenny, one in Clonmel, and one in Abbey Leaks. Abbey Leaks is kind of on my way to Dublin. So every now and then I'll stop and I'll just have a chat with this wine merchant. His name's Tony Byrne. And so I went in to talk to him and I was like, you know what? I think we should work together to kind of pair some wines with Nevin's Valentine's dinner, because, you know, the flavors that you're working with, they're all very different. What kind of wines could we pair with these three very different kind of, and what could you drink then on your own as well? Like something that's kind of versatile. And he came up with three really interesting choices. So like with the minestrone, you could go kind of either way. You could go white or you could go red. It's a tomato-based broth. And it's got a lot of flavor going on. And it's you know, bold. It's a bold soup. You know, it's not a mild vegetable soup. There are lovely flavors in there. So what he chose was actually a red. And he went with three different rules, which I loved. So the first rule he went by was, and he actually tried these recipes as well. I shared with them. And he went home and he made your recipes, and then he chose the wine based on what he thought. And so he said, if it grows together, it goes together. So for the minestrone, we went with the Chianti, which, you know, this soup is inspired by the flavors of Tuscany, the San Marzano tomatoes, especially the tin cherry tomatoes, the natural sweetness there. And a Chianti kind of comes from the same region, and they just kind of go together. And it does, actually. I had a glass with the soup and I thought that's actually beautiful. Then I had a few glasses without the soup on its own. And it was actually a really lovely drinkable wine as well, just even on its own. It's very balanced. The tannins are really low. And if you think about tannins, it's like, it's that kind of film on your tongue, right? After you have a drink of red wine, usually there's this kind of, it can be a little bit bitter sometimes. And it just kind of, it's the same kind of feeling that you get after having a cup of tea sometimes, right? And the tannins in this one are really low and they're really, really good. And then for the second course, he actually surprised me completely by going with a white wine with the brisket.
Okay.
So he was matching the sauce as opposed to matching the meat. And it worked really, really well, Nevin. He has this independent winery in France that he deals with. They only send wine to him. They did a beautiful Chenin Blanc. And it was semi-sweet. And it went with the honey. It went with the balsamic absolutely beautifully. For the brownies, we decided to go with sherry. And it just worked really, really well. It was beautiful sherry. And it was just a really, really lovely end to the meal. So I hope you have a great Valentine's Day, Nevin, a busy one.
Thank you. And happy Valentine's. I hope it's full of love and romance.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.